Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of our podcast, Thrasher Opera House Presents, where we take a few moments to get to know some of the great performers that we've got coming up here in the next few weeks. And we're very happy to be joined by Rachel Kilgore, who's going to be working with the Willie Porter Show coming up on February the 17th, Saturday night. Willie always brings the best opening performers with him. It's such a great thing. He's always been a rock star for us when it comes up with that. So you're in really good company with that.
Yeah, that says a lot about him, I think.
So, Rachel,
Yeah,
tell me
always
a bit about your background, singer, songwriter, and you got a lot of stuff going on. As the fact is, you got new music coming out too.
New music actually came out at the end of September. Have a new record called My Father Loved Me. And yes, singer, songwriter, I'm Minnesota based. I was born and raised in Duluth. And been do a lot of touring, and have specifically this record was about my dad, who passed about 6 years ago, who also happened to be Canadian. So there's this kind of dual citizenship story that goes along with the songs too.
I was listening to that song just a few moments ago before we got on here, and you know, it may not impact every person the exact same way, right? But I think there's a lot of stories and a lot of families in this particular area who have the same scenario and can relate to it.
Yeah, I do think, I mean, hopefully I think any one of us wants to feel that way with the music we make, but this specifically talking about my dad, I think really gets at people. I think dads can be really wonderful and complicated. Often people have some interesting stories to tell after a show, after I share these songs about my dad, and people who had great dads who really showed up for them, people who had dads that had a hard time telling them they loved them, people who had dads again who worked very hard, or there's a lot to identify with. Or, you know, sometimes people have dads who were just horrible or never showed up or treated them really cruelly. And that also leaves a kind of longing that I think the songs are really relatable for some reason, for that reason.
Talking about that relatability, just talking about the fact of, you know, like after a show, you have your crowd coming up to you and engaging with you that kind of way. How like unbelievable is that?
I mean, you hope that to happen at the end of the thing. And it feels like very much like I wrote these songs just trying to process the grief of having a parent die, because that's always really disorienting, I think, for any of us. And that's just the way that I make sense of the world. So the songs very much came out of my own therapy, really, of like figuring it out for myself. But it's really beautiful to then bring it up on a stage and share it with people. And now I've had time to process it myself, but it's like this whole new level of like, look, this is still impactful for other people, and brings me, it just makes this kind of deep connection possible with listeners that I'm really grateful for.
Yeah, we're talking with Rachel Kilgore. She's going to be in with Willie Porter coming up on Saturday, February the 17th here at Thrasher Opera House. Rachel, talk about how'd you get into the music world?
I've always been interested in music. I benefited from the music the magnet school era of the 90s, when I think it was initiated as like a desegregation effort across the country. But the elementary school that was closest to my house happened to be a music magnet, so I really benefited from a lot of early education. I had violin lessons and choir and piano and all these things, and yeah, I continued on with violin through high school and college, and started songwriting, I guess, at the beginning of college, I think, which actually I didn't end up finishing a music education degree, because I started writing original songs and performing, and it just felt like so profound, my experience of like being on stage and expressing myself and being understood, and realizing like this is something special that I know how to do and I'm sure about it. I'm quitting everything else. It's been really great for my financial outlook.
Love
no,
it.
yeah, it's not an easy path career-wise to like sustain, but I think as far as fulfillment goes, it is deeply fulfilling work.
Yeah, and that's what you want, right? That's the key of it all, and the root of everything, no doubt. No doubt about this. You talk about you're a very hardworking touring artist. You're going everywhere, it looks like, here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I am doing a lot. Yeah, I just played. I was just down in Florida for a songwriter festival and then Colorado. And yeah, I'll be coming out. I'm just doing a few Midwest dates and like coming back to home base of Duluth. And then we'll be headed westward a little bit through Michigan and Ontario and Western New York. But yeah, there are some hoping to travel lots. It feels like a really special, this is a great opportunity to play in a space I haven't played yet, which I'd love to do again in the future. But it's these songs specifically, and I've been performing this like kind of when it's, my own show, I'm doing like a dad show, like an entire show of stories and songs about dad. And it just felt like really special, meaningful work for me to share. And I definitely feel excited to travel more and share with more folks as much as I can this year.
How'd you get to know Willie?
You know what? I don't even know Willie.
Perfect, even better.
I think we've met a few times. We have the same booking agent,
Okay.
and that's how that. And I think he shared my record with him, and so yeah, very, very kind of him. Again, I really deeply respect artists who make a way for themselves and then like leave the door open for people coming up and share the stage and give us opportunities. Like again, it's like you have a beautiful venue and obviously it costs money to run that venue. You need to make sure that you can sell a certain number of tickets. And when you're a relatively new name, you have to take opportunities like this to introduce yourself to a new community. And I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah, and like I said, Rachel, like every time Willie comes here, he brings somebody with us, and we're always blown away by who they bring with us. So he's got a really good pedigree, like people that he's picking to come join with us
Yeah.
too. So it's
Yeah,
really good.
he has excellent taste.
Yes,
Yeah.
excellent taste, that is for sure. Hey, Rachel, thanks so much for your time today. So glad to get to know you. Looking forward to your show coming up here on February 17th. Safe travels, and we'll talk soon.
You so much. Have a good one.
Appreciate it.